Today's shiur is Masechta Kedushin, Daf Samach Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, we begin now the last phase of our Masechta, which discusses the issue of Yochsin, the issue of when it is acceptable and not acceptable for people to get married, and what the repercussions of the marriage can cause in terms of the yichus of the children, of the status of the children. Says the Mishnah, Kol Makom Sheyesh Kedushin Vein Aveira, wherever there is a halachically acceptable Kedushin, Kedushin was typhus, Vein Aveira, and there's no Aveira involved in this Kedushin, Havlat Hoylech Achar Zocha. The child born from such a marriage will go after the status of his father. Bezazu, so Kehanis Levi Yisraelis, we have a situation of Kehanis Levi Yisraelis, Shenisul Kohen Levi Yisrael, who married a Kohen Levi Yisrael. The status of the child born of a marriage, is he a Kohen, is he a Levi, is he Yisrael, is determined by who his father is. Continues the Mishnah. V'kol makom sheyesh kedushin v'yesh aveira, wherever there's a kedushin and an aveira, that means, as we learned in Masechta Yevamos, there's a three-way machloikis tanoim when kedushin is effective, when kedushin is considered valid, when there was an aveira incurred with doing that kedushin, and when kedushin is not valid. The opinion of Rabbi Kiva, as we just mentioned him the other day, that opinion is whenever there's a chiv lav even occurred in the marriage, there is no kedushin. The opinion of Shimon HaTimani, and as the Rishonim point out, that is obviously the opinion that our Mishnah is following, and that is the halacha, is whatever chiv krisis, where the marriage involves the transgression of an aveira for which there's chiv kares, the kedushin is not effective. And the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua is wherever there's a chiv misas bezdin, if the aveira transgressed as an aveira for which there's chiv misas bezdin, then the kedushin is not a valid kedushin. So says our Mishnah, Kol makom sheyesh kedushin v'yesh aveira. In any situation where the kedushin is effective, but there was a aveira transgressed in making such a kedushin, the halacha is havlat hoylech achar pogam. The child born of such a marriage follows the status of the party that has a pugima, that has an issue with him. Which is such a case? Zu amonal kaingol, kaingol we know may not marry an amona, grusha v'chalutza l'kaingedit, or kaingedit who marries a grusha v'chalutza. And as the Pnei Yeshua points out, actually these cases are not cases that represent where one party is a pogum versus the other party being a pogum. The almana is not a pogum, the kohen gadol is not a pogum, neither the grusha v'chalutza are pogumim, nor is the kohen hedyot. Rather, says the Pnei Yeshua, these cases represent that there was a marriage that took place that the Torah does not want to take place, and that the result of such a marriage is that the child born is a cholo. So, says the Pnei Yeshua, this is not exactly a perfect example of what the Mishnah is trying to express. What is such an example? The next case. A case where a mamzeris or a nesina married a Yisrael, or bas Yisrael married a mamzer or a nesin. We know that the Nesinim are people who are the Gevoinim, people who were from the nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael, that fooled Klal Yisrael in the time of Yeshua ben Nun into believing that they were people from far away, and Yeshua therefore mistakenly accepted their geiris, and then when their trick was discovered, Yeshua turned them into, said that they should be chayt ve'etzim v'shoya ve'mayim for the Beis HaMikdash, And that's where the name Nesinim comes from. Nesinim means that they were placed into that position. Furthermore, later on in the time of Dovra Melech, where the Nesinim lived in the city of Noiv Ira Kahanim, a city that Shaul had destroyed, and the Nesinim were therefore affected by the destruction of that city, and Dovr HaMelech approached them and asked them how would they settle with the family of Shaul, and instead of being mefuyas, instead of being settled with money or any something like that, they demanded that Shaul's family be killed. Dovr HaMelech saw in them a trait that does not belong in Klal Yisrael, the trait of lacking Rachmanis, and therefore Dovr HaMelech again decreed that they should be Chotvei Eitzim V'Shovei Mayim, which of course leads to the question, if Yehoshua had already made that decree, what was necessary, why was it necessary for Dovr HaMelech to make that decree? So the Rishonim explain, and that's how the Gemara seems to teach us in the Sechta Yevamos, that Yeshua's decree was only applicable for his generation. Dovr HaMelech's decree was for all future generations. But as we said at the beginning, the Nesinim were from the Zion Umos, and the Nesinim were for people that are not, and the Zion Umos we know are not supposed to be accepted as Geirim into Klal Yisrael. And therefore the question comes up, how could the Gemara suggest that Yesh Kedushin V'Yesh Aveira, that the Kedushin is Typhus, if they're from the Zion Umos, Kedushin is not Typhus? So some Rishonim suggest that the Kedushin of Zion Umos is not Typhus only if they would not accept Geiris. But if they take upon themselves the Geiris, Midoraisa, the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin, and everything that we're discussing about how they ought to be treated is only midrabbanim. The other Rishonim, however, explain that the actual first generation, the Sinim, are midoraisa, their kedushin is not typhus. But if we'll have somebody from the Zion Umos who accepts upon himself geiris, and then afterwards he has a child, that child's geiris will be recognized, that even though he's still considered a Nosson, and the decree of Yeshua and Dovr HaMelech remain on him, his Geiris is a Geiris, his Kedusha is a Kedusha. Another Pshat that the Rishonim discuss is that it's only during those generations, while they were capturing Eretz Yisrael, is the Din that we don't recognize the Geiris of the Zion Umos, and therefore they could not be included in what our Mishnah says, the Kamakim Shiesh Kedushin. However, in later generations, when we're not in the midst of capturing Eretz Yisrael, suggest those Rishonim, their Geiris, and therefore their Kedushin, are considered valid Geiris and valid Kedushin. There's also Machloikis HaRishonim. Our Mishnah is discussing now a situation of Kamakim Shiesh Kedushin V'Yesh Aveira. What would be the halacha if the Aveira, and the Aveiras that the Mishnah identified were Lavim? What would be the halacha if the Aveira is only in Isra Asay? Will the same din apply? As I said, it's a Machlaikas Rishonim. And similarly, there is a Machlaikas Rishonim. What would be the din if the Aveira was an Aveira de Rabbanon? Will the same din apply that Havlat Hoylech Acha Pogum? The Kedushin is certainly Typhus, it's a valid Kedushin. What will be the din regarding the status of the child? Now teaches us the Mishnah another category. Become me she'ein lo alav Kedushin. Any person that doesn't have Kedushin with this specific individual who married them, avo yesh lo acherim Kedushin, but has Kedushin to other individuals, veizazah, what would be such a case? Zabo al achas, Mikol Arayas Shabbatayra, if somebody has relations with one of the Arayas, so to me she's a relative, and I may not marry her but she is a Jewish woman who may marry another person. Such a person, Tavlad, if they get married, their children will go after the pogrom. Typically, that would be the case of a mamzer. Says the Mishnah, the Kamishen Loy Olav Loy Alachem Kedushin, anyone who Kedushin is not valid, not with him nor with anyone else, Havlat Kamaisa, there the child follows the status of the mother. What is this case? Zavlad Shivcha V'Nachris, the child of a Shivcha, someone married a Shivcha, or someone married a Nachris, a non Jewish woman. This is where our Mishnah teaches us that the child will be the same status as their mother. The child will be a Shifcha Eved, or will be a non-Jew. The Shita Leinoid Lamid, the Rishonim, discuss what will be the halacha if someone married his own Shifcha. Given that we learned the other day the concept that Ein Adam Isa Bilosoi Bilas Nus, so say the Rishonim, that act of having relations with one Shifcha is an act of being Meshachrer the Shifcha. The Shifcha goes free, and if the Shifcha goes free, her child is not an Eved. And therefore, those Rishonim suggest that when our Mishnah discusses someone having relations with a Shifcha, it means it's not their own Shifcha. Other Rishonim suggest that just because one has relations with his own Shifcha doesn't mean that he's actually freeing the Shifcha, and that the Shifcha would remain a Shifcha. The Mefarshim that want to connect this question to a question that we discussed the other day regarding a couple who has relations or has a marriage without having a Jewish proper halachic marriage. Do we consider them halachically married or not? How far do we apply the concept of Ein Adam Oisoi Bilosa Bilosnos? Furthermore, I saw from the Shal Tshuva Shvus Yaakov that even though our Mishnah clearly teaches us that the Mishnah does not recognize the marriage between a Shifcha and between a non-Jewish woman and a Jewish man, that is only as far as Hilchus Yochsin that we're discussing are concerned. However, there are other repercussions. The question that comes up is as follows. Let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, a Jewish man married a non-Jewish woman. And during Pesach, that non-Jewish woman has chametz in her possession. If we recognize the marriage, so we know the halacha is, whatever a wife owns, the husband is in ownership of, and therefore this would be chametz shavel of a Pesach. However, if we're completely not recognizing the marriage, then perhaps the chametz is considered her chametz, and therefore would not be, and she's non-Jewish, and we wouldn't have a problem of chametz shavel of a Pesach. Says the Shvus Yaakov that even though we're not recognizing the marriage, and as we're saying, we don't consider the marriage a valid marriage, and we consider the child born of such a marriage a non-Jewish person, certainly there is a level of a marriage here, and it would be considered that the chametz belongs to the husband, and we would have a problem of chametz sh'aval of ha-Pesach. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah began with the case of kam mokoyim shiyesh kedushin. Wherever there is kedushin and there is no aveira, the halach is the child has the same status as his father. Ask the Gemara, Omele Rav Shimon l'Rav Yochanan, ask Rav Shimon to Rav Yochanan, klolahu, is this indeed a rule? The kam mokoyim shiyesh kedushin ve'in aveira. Wherever we have a kedushin and we don't have aveira, the halach is havlad hoylech acha zocher, the child born of such a marriage will follow the father. Harei, isn't there a situation of ger shenasa mamzeres? If a ger married a mamzeres, the yesh kedushin, the halach is that the kedushin is a valid kedushin. Furthermore, Vein Aveira, there is no Aveira, because we're representing now the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who says that Kahal Geirim Lo Yikri Kahal, that Geirim are not considered a full-fledged Kahal Yisrael, and yet Havlat Hoylech Achra Pogim, the child born of such a marriage will be considered a Mamzer. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Ger Shenasa Mamzeris, a ger who marries a mamzeris, havlad mamzer divrei Rabbi Yossi. So we have a situation, yesh kedushin, ein aveira, and yet the child doesn't follow his father. The child will follow his mother and will be considered a mamzer. So how could the Mishnah set such a rule? Amalei answers Rabbi Yochanan, mi savrit masnisin Rabbi Yossi hi. Our Mishnah doesn't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rather, our Mishnah follows the opinion Masnisan Rabbi Yehudahi. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Yehuda, the Omar, who he says, Ger Lois Mamzeris, the Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal, and therefore when the Pasuk says, Lo Yovoi Mamzer Bekal Hashem, that includes that Gerim ought not to marry Mamzerim. So therefore, it falls clearly under the second category of our Mishnah, of Yesh Kedushin V'Yesh Aveira, and therefore Havlad Holachacha Pogum, like we learned in the second category of our Mishnah, and that's why the child is a Mamzer. Even though Tosfos points out that even though our Mishnah Gemara is suggesting that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be that our Mishnah completely follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, because Tosfos points out Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Kiva, who says that Kedushin, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, does not take effect by Chai V'Lavin. And our Mishnah, as we said, follows the opinion of Shimon HaTamani, that Kedushin is only not valid by Chai V'Krisis. Says Tosfos, what our Gemara means to say is, as far as this specific Shaila is concerned, is a ger allowed to marry a Mamzeris or not? Regarding this specific halacha, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Rishonim ask, how could have Avram Avinu married Hagar? Hagar, we know, was a mitzris. And as we're going to learn soon in the Gemara, the halacha is that only a third generation mitzri or mitzris may marry a Jew. Prior to their third generation, a Jew may not marry a mitzris. So the question is, how could have Avram Avinu married a mitzris? So if we say that Kahal Geirim Lo Yikri Kol, the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, we could understand how Avram Avinu, who was a ger, was allowed to marry Hagar, who was a mitzris. But if, as we just said, we have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says Kol Geirim Ikri Kol. So if so, what will be the halacha? How could Avram Avinu, even though he was a ger, married a mitzris? So the Mefarshim explain, we have to say that Avram Avinu never fully married Hagar. She was only a plegish to Avram Avinu. And the halacha that a Jew may not marry a mitzris is only when they're going to have a full-fledged marriage, not a relationship of a pilegish. Furthermore, if we're talking about the halacha about a ger, there's, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that a ger may marry a mamzeris, there's a machloikis rishonim if a ger married a bas Yisrael and they have a child, may that child, according to Rabbi Yossi, marry a mamzeris or not? How far does Rabbi Yossi take his concept of ger, kal gerim, lo yikri kol, and therefore they may marry mamzerim? Is it only for the ger himself? Or do we say, since we learned in the Mishnah, that when kamakim shiesh kedushin vein aveira, when a ger marries a bas Yisrael, we certainly have a situation in yesh kedushin, a ger may marry bas Yisrael, ein aveira, there is no aveira. The Mishnah teaches us that havlad hoylech ach azocher, the child follows the status of his father, and perhaps, say some Rishonim, he will have the status of a ger, And since he has the status of a ger, just like Rav Yossi says that a ger proper may marry a mamzeris, so too will he be allowed to marry a mamzeris. Other Rishonim say that even Rav Yossi, who holds that ger, like ger, may marry mamzeris, it's only referring to the actual ger, not to his son. Ask the Gemara, v'nisnei, if indeed the halacha is that a ger and a mamzeris are an example of the second rule, so why isn't it mentioned in the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Tana, kol mokum de seifa, since the second category of the Mishnah is preceded with the words kol mokum, it's coming to include actually this case. Kol mokum de seifa lesuyeh is coming to include that case. As Tosfos, we're going to have later in our Gemara, very soon, cases where the Gemara also again says there are cases that are included. And there the Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah just allude to the case instead of mentioning it explicitly? Ask Tosfos, why does the Gemara ask the same question over here? For Nisni, that we should expressly indicate that this is the reason, that this is a case of Havlat Hoylech Achra Apogam. So Tosfos answers that included in the case of Mamzeris v'Nisina is the case of Geir to Mamzeris. That's really all one situation. And therefore, although the Mishnah, therefore since it's so similar, the Mishnah doesn't have to say it explicitly, it can be included just through the Kol Mokum. The Ramban answers that since when the Gemara will ask this question of Anisnei, the Gemara is going to give an answer that it doesn't work to say it explicitly. So once our Mishnah says the Ramban established that we're not mentioning things explicitly because sometimes it's actually impossible to mention it explicitly. Therefore, even in cases where the case could have been brought down explicitly, the Mishnah already falls into the routine of not mentioning all the cases explicitly. Another explanation given by the Rishonim is since, as we just learned, this situation of the ger marrying mamzeris is actually a subject of a machloikis tanoim. It's machloikis Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mishnah didn't want to speak about it explicitly because the Mishnah wants to avoid speaking explicitly about a case that that's a machlokes. Ask the Gemara, says the Gemara v'Yisema, another way of explaining our Mishnah, lo'olam Rabbi Yosihi. Rabbi Yosi, our Mishnah follows with the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, that a ger may marry a mamzeris. So the question is, how is it not mentioned? V'tana ezezulamuti, where mentioning specifically the cases where we follow the status of the father. And the Mishnah says, Ezezu, specifically these cases, what the Mishnah is teaching us is that only these cases do we follow the father, not in all cases do we follow the father, even though Yesh Kedushin, and even though Ein Aveira, the Mishnah is teaching us this by saying it Ezezu. Ask the Gemara, are you saying that this is the only exception where Yesh Kedushin, the Ein Aveira, where normally have Vlad Hoylech Acha Azocher, this is the only exception where Vlad will go after the pogrom? Are there no other cases which are exceptions to that rule? The halacha asked the Gemara is a charei cholol shenasa bas Yisrael, a cholol as a kohen who was born from parents where his father, the kohen, married a woman who he should not have married, and the child born is a cholol, that the halach is that the cholol marries a Yisrael, bas Yisrael. So again, we have a situation of yesh kedushin, we have a perfectly fine kedushin, ein aveira, there's no aveira involved in that kedushin, v'avlad hoylech acha zocha, that the child is a cholol. And as Tosfos, not that we're following the Zohar. The reason the child is a cholol is because we're following both parents. These two people ought not to have married. So Tosfos answers, since the halacha is that if Yisrael married a chalola, the halacha is that the child is not considered a chalol. So we see that it's the father that causes the issue, not the mother. Says the Gemara, halay kasha. It isn't. So we have another exception to the rule. Answers the Gemara, halay kasha. Treb d'stoy ben Yehuda sirlei. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of d'stoy ben Yehuda, who says that if a chalol marries a bas Yisrael, the child do not become chalolim, and therefore it's not a case that's mentioned in our Mishnah, because we don't indeed follow the father who's the chalol. Ask the Gemara, very Yisrael shenasa chalolo. What about the situation where Yisrael married a chalolo? That the halacha is the yesh kedushin. The kedushin is a valid kedushin. There is no avera, and havlad hoylech achaz zocher. The child follows the zocher, because we're going to learn that such a girl, the child, the girl born from such a marriage, can marry a kohen. So ask the rishonim. We've already established that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Reb D'stoy Reb Yehuda. So what's our Gemara's question? So the Rishonim explain that the way to understand our Gemara is actually to understand it with a Mamon of Shach. That the question of the Gemara is to be understood Mamon of Shach, our Mishnah is missing something. Because if our Mishnah, says the Ramban, doesn't follow the opinion of Reb D'stoy, so then our Mishnah should have brought down this case with the other cases where the child follows the status of his father. If, on the other hand, our Mishnah follows the opinion of Reb D'stoy, so then our Mishnah should have mentioned a new category, that we have a situation that the child always follows whichever parent is the kosher, no matter if the father or the mother. And why doesn't our Mishnah mention that case? So no matter how you look at if our Mishnah is or isn't following the opinion of Reb D'stoy, there's a question, why is our Mishnah not mentioning it somewhere? Answers the Gemara, Tana, kol mokom d'reish l'suyei. The first words, kol mokom, comes to actually include that case. Now ask the Gemara, as I mentioned earlier, for Nisna Behedya, why doesn't our Mishnah mention it explicitly? Why does our Mishnah only say it through the Kol Mokoy? Answers the Gemara, Mishum Deloy Masnulay. It's difficult for the Mishnah to articulate this case. Heche Nisni, because what do you want the Mishnah to say? Should the Mishnah say, Kehanes v'levi v'yisraelis v'chalolo, Shenis l'koyin levi v'yisrael? That can't be said that way, because a chalola l'koyin michazya, because that would seem to indicate that a koyin may marry a chalola, and we know that a koyin may not marry a chalola. Since there was no way for the Mishnah to say it without making it into a very long-winded case, therefore the Mishnah preferred to mention it in the more succinct way of just saying komokin. Ask the Gemara, Vikad Rabbi Babachana. Don't we have another situation? The case of Rabbi Babachana. Domer Rabbi Babachana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Mitzri Sheni, Shinosa Mitzis Rishoina. As I mentioned briefly earlier, the Torah speaks about a ger who is from a Mitzri. And the question is, at what point may they enter fully into Klal Yisrael? And the pasuk says, "Bonem ashi yavodu lahem dor shlishi yavol lahem b'kal Hashem." That only a third generation Mitzri may enter into Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Babachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "What will be the halacha of Mitzri sheni, a second generation Mitzri, shenasra mitzvus rishayna?" That married a first generation mitzvah. And the question is that the child born from that marriage, what status do we give him? Do we give him the status of a mitzvah shlishi, because he's already third generation mitzvah, and we follow the Mitzri side, or do we give him the second generation Mitzri who can't marry a full-fledged Jew because we follow his mother's side? The halach is benos shlishihi. The child is considered a third generation, he can marry a full-fledged Jew. So here we have a situation that we follow the father and not the mother. So isn't this a case of yesh kedushin ein aveira vavlad hoylech achar hazocher? Why isn't it included? But before we go into to answer the Gemara, we'll say the Gemara's teretz. Tana kamakim dereish lasuya. When the Mishnah begins with the words kamakim, it's coming to include that case. There's a fundamental machloikis Rashi in Tosfos, why in this case the Mitzri Sheni should not some Mitzri Shlishis, why is the child considered a Mitzri Shlishi? So Rashi explains that this, since we have a situation, since they're both from the same people, they're both Mitzris, Mitzrim, we don't follow the Psal. Tosfos, in other words, and there was no Aveira over here. Tosfos over here, however, says that the entire issue is because they're from one Am. But says Tosfos that if they would be from two different nations, then there would be a different din. Says the Gra that what would be a nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos is regarding the din that Ravin said. Ravin speaks about a case, we're going to learn Ravin's din soon, that Be'umais im nizgairu, if we have non-Jewish people that were nizgairim, holach acha pogim shebishneim, we go at the child that's born follows the one that's more of a pogim. The example the Gemara is going to speak about, a moini that marries a mitzvah. Is the child that's born from that marriage considered an amoni or not? Ravin says that the child is considered an amoni. So, according to Tosfos, we could understand the opinion of Ravin, because since there we're talking about two different nations, Amon and Mitzri, so Tosfos says there we don't have this special rule. But according to Rashi, that the entire factor to take into consideration is only to check who is the if there was an Aveiro or not. So in that case, would Amoni marry the Mitzris, there was no Aveiro, and therefore the child should be fine. According to that, we would have to say that Rabbi Babachana argues with Ravin. That's the Gra's position. The Makna actually disagrees. The Makna says that even Rashi could say that Rabbi Babachana will agree with Ravin. Ask the Gemara, Ula Rav Dimi, the Amisheni Hava. However, Rav Dimi, who says that when a Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzris Rishoina, we do follow the Pogum, and that's why the child will be considered a Mitzri Sheni. So the question is, why is this not included in the second category, where we have a situation that will have Vlad Holoch Acher Apogam? Answers the Gemara, Tana Ezezu Lamute. By saying the word Ezezu, he's trying to explain that even though over here there's Yesh Kedushin Vein Aveira, it's excluded, and indeed we will not follow the Zohar, rather we will follow the mother. Ask the Gemara, Ve'ikah. But there's another case, as we just mentioned, where Yesh Kedushin Ve'ein Aveira, and yet we don't follow the Zohar, that we follow the Pogam. The Ki'asa Ravin Amar Rav Yochanan, the Halach is Ba'umais Ha'alach Achah Zohar. As we're going to learn, Amit Hashem, that if one's father is a Kanani, that he's considered a Kanani. If his father is not a Kanani, he's not considered a Kanani. There's Gairu, but in the case where parents both converted, so even though we have a case of Yesh Kedushin Ve'en Aveira, we're saying that we go after the Pogam. answers the Gemara, Tana Ezezu Lemuti. When we use the words Ezezu, it's actually coming to Mimat that case. Ask the Gemara, Haimai. Now let's understand what we've accomplished. Let's summarize where we're up to. As we began the top of the Amud here, we began a discussion what is the halacha of a ger shnos mamzeres and its impact on understanding our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, I'm b'shlom masnis and Rabbi Yehudahi. The first explanation of our Mishnah, our Gemara, of our Mishnah, was that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So we understood, kol makom d'reisha, when the Mishnah began with the words, kol makom, it came to teach us the case of Yisrael, shenasa chalala, that we say we follow the opinion of Rabbi Dostoi, that the child is not considered a chalala, and the case of Rabbi Babachana, that said that when a second generation Mitzri married a first generation Mitzris, the child follows the father and is considered a third generation. Ezezu, when the Mishnah used the words Ezezu, it came to Lamuti to exclude the din of Ravdimi. Now, as all the Rishonim point out, you can have both the opinion of Rabbi Babachana included in the Mishnah and the opinion of Ravdimi, who says that when a Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Rishayna, that the child is a Sheni, follow, be together, because they're mutually exclusive. So what the Gemara means to say is, if we follow the opinion of Rabbi Babachana, then the first words of Kamakoim include Rabbi Babachana's din, and Robin's din is not referred to in our Mishnah. On the other hand, if the halacha follows the opinion of Ravdimi, then Ezezu excludes Ravdimi's din, and Rabbi Babachana's din is not mentioned in the Mishnah. For Ravin, Ravin spoke about a case, as we mentioned before, a Maini who marries a Mitzris, that the halacha is that the child follows the more blemished parent, and we'll explain that soon more. That's who's excluded with the words Ezezu. Kamakim da Sefer, when the Mishnah says Kamakim in the next category, in the case where there is Kedushin and there is an Avera, Yesh Kedushin, Yesh Avera, it's Kamim la Suye, Ger Shanos Mamzeres, which according now we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, is considered a case of Yesh Kedushin for Yesh Avera. And that's why the child is considered Holach Acha Pogum, the child is considered a Mamzer. Eli Amrit Rabbi Yossi, but the second teretz that we gave, on the second way of explaining the Mishnah we gave on top of Amud Aleph, that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Kamakim the Reisha, the Kamakim in the Reisha, the Lesuye is coming to explain Kramoron, it's coming to speak about a case with a Jew marrying in a Chalola, or according to Rabbi Babachana, the case where first and second generation Egyptians marry. Ezezu is coming to speak about Kedam Moron, is coming to speak about either Rav Dimi's position regarding Mitzrim getting married, or the case of an Amoni marrying a Mitzris. El Kamokim the Sefer Lesuye Mai. What is the words Kamokim the Sefer coming to teach us? Ask the Gemara, Ula Tameich. And if you're going to follow your line of reasoning, that you're trying to explain that the Mishnah works better if we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ezezu, the case of Ezezu the Sefer, the words of Ezezu the Sefer, Lomeli, what are they coming to teach us? Ella, what must we say? Either the Tani Reish Ezezu, because the beginning of the Mishnah used the words Ezezu. As we just explained, there is a purpose in having those words. Tani Sefer Ezezu, so that's why the Mishnah, for consistency, uses the same wording. Similarly, Hachinami, Reish, either Tana Reish or Kamakim, since the Mishnah begins with the words Kamakim, which even if we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, there's an understanding why the Mishnah uses the words Kamakim. Similarly, Tana Nami Sefer Kamakim, that's why the Sefer also mentions Kamakim. So Ritva quotes a Yerushalmi that asks, why doesn't our Mishnah say that the Ezezu of the Sefer is coming to exclude the case of a Machse Grushasoi Mishanissus, that if somebody's divorced his wife and then she got remarried and then he takes her back, that we have the halach is Yesh Kedushin, Yesh Aveiro, but the Vlad is Kosher. Says the Yerushalmi that our Mishnah cannot have spoken about such a case, because here it's not that there's anything inherently wrong with either member of this couple. The issue here is that these two people aren't supposed to be married. But that isn't a situation of a pogum. There is nobody here that we can identify as a pogum. Says the Gemara, Gufa, we mentioned Rabbi Babachana briefly, Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yochanan's opinion briefly on an Aleph. Now the Gemara is going to work with it a little more. Gufa, he also Ravan Amr Rabbi Yochanan, but Umais Hoylech Acha Zocher. By the Umais, we follow the Zocher. Nizgairu, if they converted, Hoylech Acha Hapogim Shivanayim. We follow the Pogim. So the Gemara discusses each one of these dinim. But before we go further, the Mefarshim say, what's Pshat? We could understand, says the Misham, a Gemara. We know the halacha, says the Masham, is that we're not supposed to accept Geirim from Amalek. There's a famous Gemara that says, B'mnei Bonov Shalhaman Lomdu Torah B'mnei Barak. So the question is, how can we accept Geirim from Haman's children? We're not supposed to accept Geirim from Amalek, is the answer. Since Ba'umas Halach HaZachar, it's only the male descendants of Amalek we're not supposed to accept, not the female descendants. So ask the Gemara, my Be'umais Hoylech HaZachar, what does it mean that Be'umais we follow the Zachar? Kretanya, Menayin Lechem Be'umais Shebo Al HaKnanis V'Hoyle Ben, that if a non-Jew has relations with a Knanis, and as Rashi explains, the Torah says regarding the Knanim Loi Sechaya Kol Neshama, we may not let them live. So the question is, we need to know who is a Knani and who's not a Knani. So Menayin Lechem Ne'umis, that the father is a non-Knani, Shabal a Knanis, the mother is a Knanis, Shatru Shoyl Knoisa B'Evid, that you could buy him as a slave, you don't have to kill him. Tamaloymer, Gam Menei HaToshovim, Hagorim Mechem Mehem Tiknu. You could buy from them. Why? Because typically, women, this way Rashi explains the Gemara, stayed in their home country, and the men came from other countries to marry them. So the man who's marrying the Knanis is not going to be a Knani. Yochel, af Evid, you would think the same if a Knani, Shabal, Shifchem, and Umis, Vuhoy Leben, Shatru Shoyle Knois Bevid, that if his father's a Knani, you could keep him. Tamaloyma, Asha Talidu Ba'artzachem, they were born, that the father and mother lived here, the father is a non-Kanani. If somebody was born abroad because his father is a Kanani and his father left his home country to get married to a mother who's not from here, and he lives where this woman lives, but since the father is a Kanani, the din of Lo Yisachaya Kol Neshama will apply to him. This Gairu, Ravin then said that they become Gairim. The halacha is that we follow Holach Acha Pogim Shebishneim. We follow after the one who's the greater Pogim. B'mai, exactly what is the case? Asked the Gemara. Ilem b'be Mitzri shenosa amoynis. If we'll have a case that a male Mitzri married amoynis, ma Pogimika. What Pogim is there regarding the mother? The Torah speaks about an amoyni, and we know the halacha is amoyni b'loy amoynis. It must be a case, says the Gemara, and a Maini that married a Mitzris, Izocha Havahai, if their child will be a male, Shadra Basi the day, we will consider him an Amaini, which is a greater blemish from the keva he, if the child is in the keva, shadr basi the day, which is, we'll consider a mitzvah, because an aminus is not a blemish at all. The Mishnah said, come shein loyal of kedushim, any person who can't have kedushin, and they get married, their child is a mamzer. Ask the Gemara Manon Emili. And as Rashi explains, the Gemara's question is, how do we know that kedushin is not toifis, but chayva krisis? That's how Rashi explains the Gemara's question. Toifis says, it's obvious that mamzeris and kedushin not being toifis travel together. And therefore, says Rashi, if we know that the product of this marriage is a mamzer, we will obviously know that the kedushin is not toifis. Rather, says Tosfos, the question is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. That we learned, as I mentioned in the Mishnah, the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that a mamzer is only the child born of an situation of Mises Besdin, says the, is the Gemara's question, that even though a mamzer is only created from a marriage where he of Mises Besdin was transgressed, how do we know that the kedushin by Chiv Krisis, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, is not typhus? Says the Gemara, Dom Rav Chiv Bar Abba Om Rav Yochanan, Umat Bam Shmur de Rav Yanai, Rav Achbarei de Rav Ava, Umat Bam Shmur Rav Yosef Aglili, Om Akra, Vyotzim Abesa, Vahocha, Vahoysa Leish Acher, the person speaks about a woman getting divorced and marrying someone else, lecherim v'loy lekroivim. She could only marry people who aren't related to her. People who are related to her, the kedusha would not be typhus. Maskel v'rav abba v'ema. Maybe what the way to understand a person is la'acher v'loy leben, that she can marry only someone else, but she can't marry her former husband's son. So the Gemara, for that I don't need a pasuk. That I don't need a limud. That I have a pasuk. Ben behedik sebei. There's a pasuk that teaches us this thing. Layikach ish as eshes aviv. The one may marry a woman who was once his father's wife. Acha lomeli. So what does the word acha come to teach me? Shemna minot. To teach us, as we said, lacherim. She could only marry other people. V'loy lekroivim, not relatives. Ask the Gemara. Still, maybe we'll say that the pasuk is speaking that she can't marry the son of her former husband. Eime idi idi vileben, holachatchila. One is to teach us the lachatchila, they should not get married. But if they get married, how do we know that the kedushin is not toifus even b'diavad? Teach us b'diavad. So we still don't have a proof that to other relatives, kedushin is not toifus. Answers the Gemara, lachatchila machois ishanafka. That lachatchila they're not allowed to get married, we can learn from the din of one not being allowed to marry his wife's sister. Ma chois isha, the chorus like the kaddish. If kedushin is not effective with one's achois ishtoi, which is only a chiv chorus, chayiv Mrs. Besdin, so certainly with a son of a former spouse, which is a chiv Mrs. Besdin, kedushin is not typhus. So I don't need a pasuk for lechatchila. But ask the Gemara, ve'mi idi ve'idi v'chayis isha. Maybe say that both psukim are coined, we call it the pasuk about chayis isha, the pasuk of l'achar, are coming to teach us lechatchila v'di'evet. Says the Gemara, enochanami, you're correct. I will say that both psukim are teaching about a chayis isha. And now, so ask the Gemara, ashken a chayis isha. So we only know by a chayis isha that kedushin is not toifus. Shar arayis menolot. How do we know that by all arayis kedushin is not toifus? Yalpina mechayis isha. We learn from a chayis isha. Ma a chayis isha miuchedis. She erva. V'chayov and alzadoyna karis. But she gosser chatos. V'loy tafs by kedushin. We will expand and extend af kol she erva v'chayov and alzadoyna karis. But she gosser chatos v'loy tafs by kedushin. So the Gemara is learning now is, we've established by the chayis ishtoi, kedushin is not typhus. And then with a mamet sinu, we extend it to all other chayvi krisis. Ask the Gemara, bishlam kula asyan. We're able to learn all chayvi krisis from a chayis ishtoi. But there are two ervis that we will not be able to learn from a chayis ishtoi. Ele ishis ish, veishis ach, ikla mifruch. We can ask, ma la chayis ishtoi, shekein lo yehet v'mok mitzvah. You never have a heter to marry an achos ishtoi. Tarn b'eshesach, and eshesach, we know there is a situation with theoretically you can marry her. Sheyesh leter b'makom mitzvah, but a situation of yibum. And eshes ishnami, we shouldn't be able to learn out from achos ishtoi, because ikla mefrach ma'ala hanach, shekein lo heter b'chai oisram. There's never a situation where you can marry your wife's sister as long as your wife, even if you divorce her, is still alive. Time of Ishish. There is a situation you can marry this woman who was married. Sheyesh lehetta b'chai oisrod. That her husband could be alive. But if her husband divorces her, you can marry this woman. So the question in the Gemara now is that if we're learning that Kedushin is not typhus by all chayv krisis from a chayis ishtoi, it hasn't given us a valid way of understanding why Kedushin is not Typhus, Be'eshes Ach, and Be'eshes Ish. And that's where we leave off the shir, to still look for a source for this din.